WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
You may not be familiar with Dion Farris's name, but you might recognize her voice as one of the most prominent sounds on Arrested Development's hit, Tennessee. In recording her first solo album, called Wild Seed, Wild Flower, Farris has moved away from Arrested Development's funk-influenced hip-hop to explore everything from old-fashioned soul to jangling hard rock. Ken Tucker has a review. I know what you do.
Dion Farris possesses a classic pop singing voice. She vocalizes with emotional abandon, but phrases in a controlled, conversational manner. Wild Seed, Wild Flower is a nervy solo debut, one of those I'm-gonna-show-you-my-range showcases that can easily collapse into vainglory. As a result, this isn't a perfect collection. I really could have done without the jazzy, acoustic version of the Beatles' Blackbird, for example. Most of the time, though, Farris's aggressive eclecticism results in terrific songs that combine all sorts of pop and R&B influences. One thing I regret not being able to do in this review is to play one of the numerous long songs on this collection that start out as one thing and then turn into something else. There's a wonderfully dense tune called Passion, for example, that begins as a tender R&B ballad and breaks out midway through with some squealing hard rock guitar riffs. They take over the song and steadily alter the mood and intensity. At other times, Farris mixes genres simultaneously, right in front of your ears, as on this song, 11th Hour. The most encouraging thing about Wild Seed, Wild Flower is the way it sounds utterly contemporary without rejecting the past. To Dion Farris, 50s doo-wop, 60s soul, and 70s funk are all of equal importance. She's trying to extend pop music in a way we haven't heard much since Sly Stone and Stevie Wonder were most active. Good luck to her.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Wild Seed, Wild Flower by Dion Farris.